Chapter 11. Deep Mind and Beyond. Deep Mind is the perfect example of the rise of deep learning. When Google bought Deep Mind in 2014 for £400 million, it was a small AI company employing fewer than 25 people, which did not seem to have any products, technology, or a business plan, just the aim of solving intelligence. DeepMind had actually trained a program to play 49 Atari video games from the early 1980s. To understand the importance of this achievement, you have to know what the program did and did not do. The only information it was given was the image that would appear on the screen and the present score of the game. The results were incredible. The program taught itself to play 29 of the 49 games at above human level, with superhuman levels on some games. People were particularly interested in a game called Breakout, one of the first video games. The player controls a bat, which is used to hit a ball against a wall of coloured bricks. The goal is to destroy the whole wall as quickly as possible. After playing the game hundreds of times, the program became expert, learning that the best way to quickly get a good score was to make a hole through the wall. Nobody told the program to do this, so this behavior took the developers totally by surprise. The main technique used in the Atari player was reinforcement learning, playing again and again, applied using a neural network with three hidden layers. The inputs to the neural network were pre-processed, having reduced the image size and replaced the colour with shades of grey. The program took a small number of its available inputs, only using every fourth image. The neural network was trained using typical deep learning techniques. But the program was not perfect, performing very badly with some games, such as Montezuma's Revenge. Unlike Breakout, where the reward follows almost immediately, in Montezuma's Revenge, the player has to carry out a complex sequence of tasks before getting a reward. DeepMind followed this success with many more, the most famous being AlphaGo, a program to play Go, a very old Chinese board game. The rules of Go are much simpler than chess, yet in 2015, Go-playing programs performed well below the level of human experts. This is because Go has a much larger board than chess and a larger branching factor. As basic search techniques cannot deal with these issues, something else is required. AlphaGo used two neural networks. The value network estimated how good a given board position was, while the policy network gave advice about how to move based on the board position. The policy network contained 13 layers and was trained by using supervised learning first, where the training data was examples of games played by expert humans, and then reinforcement learning based on self-play. Finally, these two networks were built into a complex search technique called Monte Carlo Tree Search. In March 2016, when AlphaGo played against Lee Sedol, a world champion Go player, AlphaGo won 4-1. People were extremely interested in the match, but noticed that the program seemed to move in a way that a human would not, and could not really understand. AlphaGo cannot tell us why it moves as it does, which is one of the key challenges with deep learning. And although seen as a success for the new AI of deep learning and big data, on careful examination, it is a lot like the AI search developed in Arthur Samuel's Checkers playing program discussed in Chapter 5. Before long, DeepMind was in the news again, this time with AlphaGo Zero, a program that learned how to play Go to a superhuman level without any human supervision, just by playing against itself. Yet another system, called AlphaZero, learned to play a range of other games, including chess. After just 9 hours of self-play, AlphaZero was able to consistently beat or draw against Stockfish, one of the world's leading chess-playing programs. It was exciting that AlphaZero could play many different types of board games, but it still did not have anything like the general intelligent capabilities that humans have. It plays board games brilliantly, but it cannot chat, make a joke, cook a meal, or ride a bicycle. Its amazing abilities are still very narrow, and of course board games are a long way from the real world. Despite this, DeepMind's work represented an extraordinary series of achievements in AI. You can see the limitations of deep learning techniques in two widely used applications: image captioning and automated translation. In an image captioning problem, you want a computer to take an image and describe it through text. Systems with some capability are now widely used. These include a photo management application in Apple Mac software that classifies your pictures as beach, party, and so on. There are also several websites, typically run by international research groups, which attempt to describe the photos you have saved. For example, Microsoft's CaptionBot can correctly identify a key element of a picture and recognize where it is, but cannot really understand the picture. Machine learning systems like CaptionBot are trained by giving them a very large number of training examples, each one consisting of a picture with a text label. Eventually, after being shown enough pictures with the right label, perhaps of a famous actor, the system is able to correctly name the actor whenever it sees their picture. This is a very useful capability with lots of possible applications, but the program does not recognize the actor or what is happening in the picture in any meaningful way. Not only do such systems have a limited ability to understand the pictures they are shown, they have no understanding of the picture as humans would have from lived experiences of the world. This does not mean that AI systems cannot show understanding, but rather that understanding means more than being able to map a certain input, a picture containing an actor, to a certain output, the text with the actor's name. Automated translation between different languages is another area in which deep learning has led to quick progress in recent years. Google Translate is probably the best-known program. Originally made available as a product in 2006, the most recent program uses deep learning and neural nets. The system is trained by giving it large amounts of translated texts. But when it tries to translate the complex language from a 20th century novel such as In Search of Lost Time by the French author Marcel Proust, its success is limited. It translates the text in an unnatural way, using strange sentences which are difficult to understand. The reason for this is that to translate the work successfully, the program would also need a lot of knowledge about French society and life at the time, as well as French history and culture. A neural net like that used in Google Translate has none of this knowledge. This problem is not new to AI. The Psyche project, described in Chapter 6, experienced similar difficulties. Deep learning will probably be part of the solution, but it will require something more than just a larger neural net, or more processing power, or more training data from French novels. It will require new developments, as incredible as deep learning itself, to connect the world of explicitly represented knowledge with the world of deep learning and neural nets.